And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, last year you finished with an 18-5 record falling at sub-state. Does getting so close to the state tournament and not making it add a little fuel to the fire for this year? And what are some of this year's team goals?
That definitely stings, and you'll never forget those things. Nice thing for our underclassmen from last year, they have another chance. Breaks your heart for your seniors last year to miss out on an opportunity when, you know, our guys, I know, we all know we were good enough to win that game. That's one of the most disappointing losses of my playing coaching career. It's one of those that'll just sting me forever. You got to move on. And you adjust things going into the next year of like, okay, well, teams are starting to look at our program and say, you know, well, they struggle with this or that. You can tell by the way teams play you, and you need to look at how you prepare and say, okay, well, we need to adjust and work on this a little more or that a little more. We don't set goals such as win league or win this many games or win state or anything like that. We tell the guys every day, you have one thing to worry about, and that is you play as hard as you can every single day, and your goal is to just get a little better every single day. Every single day, we're trying to get a little better, a little better, a little better. And if you focus on that and that only, by the end of the year, you know, winning games, winning championships, those types of things take care of themselves.
What do you have returning this year, and are there any newcomers to watch out for? Tell us a little bit about this year's team.
Well, you know, we had four current seniors that played some quality minutes last year. Gavin Pichel, Ben Kirkland, Briar O'Neill, Jackson Rader. Then we have a few more seniors that could contribute as well. And then we have some pretty talented sophomore class with really good athletes, some of the better athletes we've had since I've been here in Marysville. Still a lot of work to do with them skill-wise and understanding of the game-wise, but there's some very athletic kids there with a lot of ability, and our senior kids work their tails off, and they're doing a much better job of becoming leaders and helping out with our younger guys. And if we can get a good mixture of those two, I think we could have a good year.
The entire school year has been a bunch of question marks, especially during the athletic season, never knowing what to expect. The football team missed a game due to an opponent having COVID, and already the basketball season has been altered due to COVID, as you were to have hosted Hiawatha last night, but they had to postpone. Not knowing what to expect, how does that affect your team?
Well, you know, even without COVID, we tell the guys all the time, focus on what we control. Focus on how hard we work every day. Are you wearing your mask? Are you sanitizing? Are you doing all those types of things to help slow the spread and all that? Focus on the things that we control. You know, you don't control what other schools are doing or other kids are doing, or we don't control other people. We have to do the best we can. Parents, you know, have to make the best choices for their kids and their family, and they have to do what they think is right, and I'm going to do what I think is right for our basketball program. You can't worry about things that aren't in your control, and that, you know, that doesn't go just for COVID. That goes for every aspect of our lives and our players' lives, is do the best you can, work hard every day, and, you know, things will fall into place where they should be.
So your season now begins tonight on the road at Sabetha. It's hard to know what to expect out of a team this early, but what do you think you'll see out of them, and what will your boys need to do to get the victory?
You know, Coach Berger over there does such a great job every year, whether they have a load of talent or not. They're going to play extremely hard, and they always have a matchup zone that gives us fits. And you can just always count on Coach Berger always overachieving. They'll be ready to play. And just Sabetha is just one of those schools that no matter what sport they're playing, boys or girls, they're always going to have good teams. They have such rich traditions and everything, and they're so well coached. It's going to be a battle, that's for sure.
We're speaking with Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
That's Marysville Bulldog head boys basketball coach Scott Brown here on KNDY.
Well, Bruce Dierking back. Scott Brown said it well. There are things you can't control, like how little time we had between ball games tonight. I overcorrected on the intermission there, and we're underway at 6:46 to play in the first quarter. Just underway, Marysville leading Sabetha 5-0. On a Gavin Pichel three out of the far side corner. He swipes the ball away and returns with a layup for the Bulldogs. It's Marysville 5, Sabetha nothing. Again, 6:46 showing. We're just underway, first quarter, season opener, as the Sabetha girls win 45-28 earlier here tonight. Blue Jay basketball, short to the hoop, guarded layup by Cooper Bradbury, is up and good. He's one of three senior starters. Put Sabetha on the board at the 6.5-minute mark. trailing Marysville 5-2. Zach Hafley, Gavin Pieschel, Briar O'Neill, Jackson Raider, Ben Kirkland, as referred to by Scott Brown on the pregame show, starting for Marysville. All five are seniors. Splitting defenders, Briar O'Neill, layup missed, rebounds out to Caleb Evans, one of three senior starters for Sabetha. Plays to Travis Dollinghouse on a missed layup the other end, Bulldog rebound. Marysville a 5-2 advantage. Top of the key, Jackson Raider missed a three. Evans down with a rebound is fouled. Braden Manold, Travis Dollinghouse, Matthew Garber, Cooper Bradbury, and Caleb Evans, the starting five for Scott Berger's team. Rhett Williams, Marysville sophomore, will check in for Zach Hafley. Blue Jay basketball, trailing early by a score. Playing their home court, right to left. Garber followed down court. Bradbury, top of the key, takes it, turns in the paint, just below the free throw line after hesitation. Missed off the front of the rim. O'Neill, the Marysville rebound. Breyer plays to Williams just in the lineup. Lost control. Couldn't grab hold. Bradbury swipes the loose ball. Always a tough battle when these two teams meet. Been the season opener of the last couple of years. Pass brought down by Caleb Evans, guarded by Williams down low. Kicks it out in the forecourt to Garber. Right side, Manole, facing man-to-man pressure. Bradbury, top side to Dollinghouse. Out of the near side wing is Garber. Driving the paint, Caleb Evans lost his dribble, plays out of bounds. Bulldogs possession, leading 5-2 with 5:01 to play in the opening queue. Peyton Smith, 6'2 sophomore, will check in for the Bulldogs. For Briar O'Neill. Scott Brown going seven deep early on. Marysville JV boys won by a 24-point margin. Played some exciting ball earlier here tonight. We saw the second half. Far side wing, Pieschel, and a whistle underneath. First game for each of these teams this season. Marysville was to have hosted Hiawatha last night. They're in remote learning. Garber's first, team second. Inbounds to Rhett Williams. Shot rolls off underneath. And a Bulldog foul as Caleb Evans pulls down the board. Official timeout, a little confusing out there. The foul's on Rhett Williams. I think they wanted to make sure they had that correct. It's his first. A third team foul. Full court pressure as the Blue Jays come in, trailing 5-2. Jackson Raider whistled for a foul, guarding in the backcourt. Kind of a choppy start to this ball game. Two teams jockeying for position. Here's Garber across the timeline, guarded by Pieschel. Far side flip to Manold. Check of the lane. Long pause. Double teamed as he heads baseline. Kicks it out on the wing instead. Evans had it knocked away. Blue Jays keep possession. Briar O'Neill, Marysville starter, back in for Pieschel. Marcus Bauman is a freshman reserve off the bench for Sabetha. 4:22 to play, opening quarter. Marysville 5, Sabetha 2. Stalemate here for a spell. Garber's pass deflected out of bounds to NHS. Scott Brown, high hopes for this team this year. Looks at a lot of experience that returns and a lot of depth again this year. Turning on defenders, shot is up and good for Marysville's Peyton Smith. His first score, first off the bench. It's 7-2 MHS. Middle of the first quarter. Ball knocked down by Smith. Goes one-on-one. guarded by Evans, stopped short, missed underneath. Williams follow, missed underneath. Fight for control, Peyton Smith, guarded over Evans. This one doesn't fall. Young sophomore is doing a hard fight for Marysville, but not getting the fall. Scott Berger calls timeout for the Blue Jays, trailing the Bulldogs 7-2. 3:36 remains opening quarter when we come back.
K&DY has basketball covered, with high school basketball the topic on our Coach's Corner, as we visit with area boys and girls basketball coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Centralia and Axtell Tuesday, Hanover and Lynn Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Tune for Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, area games live on FM 95.5, plus Kansas and Kansas State college basketball.
Unwrap savings galore at Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Buy one, get one half off boxed Christmas cards and holiday gift wrap. Shop the 50% off shelves and save even more with the $1 table. It changes daily. Winter scarves are just $5. Shop in-store or pick up curbside at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Blue Jay basketball, they trail Marysville 7-2, 3:26 to play here in the opening quarter, with a fifth team foul whistled against the Bulldogs and a second personal on Rhett Williams, battling, trying to take the ball away. Blue Jays inbounds from baseline with a single score so far, 4.5 minutes in. Off the near wing, Marcus Bauman, freshman reserve. Manold had it knocked back his way. Drives just inside the arc, near side, shot missed off the back of the rim. Offensive board fought for, taken by Sabetha. Davis Roki is a reserve with the board. Manold unloads a three on the near side, missing. Peyton Smith rebound. MHS up by five. Hazel in traffic underneath, was looking for Williams. It got away. Bulldogs hang on to possession. Here's Jack Lauer, a sophomore reserve, and Ben Kirkland, a senior starter in the Marysville lineup. Travis Dollinghouse is a Blue Jay starter back in. Five seniors start for Marysville with experience, three seniors for Sabetha. Here's a put underneath by Peyton Smith for his second score. It's 9-2 MHS. Perimeter passes, far side to Garber. Guarded man-to-man. Manold in the forecourt. Cross pattern, Bauman takes it far side. Pass off the wing. Look in the lane. Play low to Evans. Guarded and fouled by Marysville's Jack Lauer. His first, team six. You like the aggressive defense, the aggressive play, but you're a little concerned when you're not 6 minutes in and you got six fouls on the board. Scott Brown's going to let him work through. Blue Jay basketball, still looking for their second score. Being forced to, three steps off the perimeter. Near side, Dollinghouse. Evans in the paint in traffic. Plays it low, takes some pressure off teammate Davis Roki. The sophomore puts it in for his first basket. First score off the Sabetha bench. And it's 9-4 with a foul whistle at the other end. Travis Dollinghouse picks up his first, team's third. Cooper Bradbury is a senior starter back in the lineup for Sabetha. Bulldogs inbounds from baseline with a five-point advantage. Foul whistled away from the ball. Davis Roki is first, team's fourth. 10 team fouls. We're 6 minutes into this one. Bulldog basketball. Errant pass got away from Smith in the forecourt. Tracked out of bounds on the far sideline. Bulldog turnover. Jackson Rader back in the Marysville lineup. Matthew Garber checks in for Sabetha. Caleb Evans will also come back in. Several of these players have to return to the bench to give up their mask. They're allowed to play on the floor without, but have to have masks on the sideline. I guess they're getting used to it. Not so sure I am. 9-4, Blue Jays just a pair of scores thus far. Tough Marysville defense keeping them outside, way outside. Pass knocked away but saved by the Jays. An errant pass to the baseline, tracks out of bounds. Bulldogs down the floor, left to right. Peschel, check of traffic. Dribbles right hand, then left. Brings Lauer to the forecourt. Kirkland off near side to Peschel. Challenges a defender on the baseline. Jackson Rader weaving his way. Layup is good. Jackson Rader takes the layup home. 11-4, Bulldogs. A minute 10 remains, opening quarter. Cooper Bradbury off the near side. Look out top. Lob instead to Evans underneath. Off balance. Manages to find Garber out of the corner. Long shot doesn't draw iron. Peschel rebound for MHS. Hustles down the floor. Peschel off near side to Kirkland. Playing the paint to Jackson Rader for the layup. Rader's second score. Back-to-back baskets. Marysville 13, Sabetha 4. Garber at midcourt. Man-to-man defense, tough for Marysville. On a swipe by Marysville's Jack Lauer. Comes one-on-one. They tried to take the charge. Which way is that whistle going to go? Marcus Bauman tried to get set. Couldn't do it in time. The freshman picks up his first personal, allowing the score for Jack Lauer with a free throw to follow. 15-4, double-digit Marysville lead. First time tonight. Just under 25 seconds remain. Brandon Manol, Davis Roki back in the Sabetha lineup. Lots of rotation for Scott Berger's team. Lauer, first free throw for either team here tonight. On the way, good. Extending the Marysville lead at 12. Here's Zach Hafley, Marysville starter, back in for O'Neill. Full court pressure with just under 25 seconds left. Garber double teaming in the backcourt. Collision on the pass at midcourt. A seventh Marysville team foul is going to put the Jays in the bonus early on. That's Jackson Rader's second personal, bringing Matthew Garber to the free throw line. First time at the line for the Jays tonight. Here's Grant Holly, 6'5 senior in the Marysville lineup for Jackson Rader. Scott Brown's got nearly all of his varsity players in. Not quite. Pretty good chunk of them, though. Garber's free throw good for a check at the bonus. 20 seconds to play in the opening eight of this brand-new basketball season. Garber's second look. Rims off. Rebounds out to Hafley. Still a double-digit Marysville lead as the Bulldogs will likely play the last shot. Hand off far side. Peschel coming top of the key with 8 seconds left. Long layup over defenders. Good for Gavin Peschel's third score. Steal of the inbounds pass by Peschel at the buzzer. After one quarter, Marysville 18, Sabetha 5.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again. If you enjoy being part of a team. If you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Marysville off to a solid start this season, leading here at Sabetha 18-5 in boys play. Gavin Pichel, 3 scores, 7 points to lead the Marysville attack. Jackson Reeder with a pair of deuces. Peyton Smith off the bench with another pair. And a swipe on the far side, Gavin Pichel. Nice save on the far sideline. Plays inbounds to Zach Apley. To Pichel on the transition, missed a layup. Offensive board hauled out by Briar O'Neill. Top of the key three for Ben Kirkland missing. O'Neill brings down another board. Fires a long pass over across the way. Gavin Pichel missed the tray. And the rebound is out to Sabetha. Hauled out by Roki, but his outlet pass is intercepted. There is a jump ball whistled just past midcourt. Wow, this Marysville defense really hustles. Bulldogs on the alternate possession. One of the changes this year, there's no opening tip. I don't know if they flip a coin or just how they decide that. That is the only substantive change in rules. COVID-19 issue. Kirkland, far side, denied baseline. Pass to the lane, tipped away, taken by Braden Manold. Here's Sabetha. They've scored just a pair of field goals, adding a free throw for 5 points so far. We're 9 minutes in. Off the wing, Marcus Bauman. Around near side, Matthew Garber. Caleb Evans off the free throw line. Guarded, drives defenders, takes it to the hoop, missing. Rebound is out to Marysville's Ben Kirkland. Bulldogs not allowing second shots. Gavin Pichel along three off the rim, missed. Boards hauled out by Roki. Blue Jays trail by 13. 6.5 minutes to play first half and a fast-paced start here. Passes far side to Bauman. Around the arc, near side to Manol. Evans top of the key for three. Missed off the back of the rim. Zach Hafley hauls down the rebound. O'Neill takes a defender, long layup missing. Rebound is out to Caleb Evans. Time on the floor with 6:04 to play first half. It's Marysville 18, Sabetha 5.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. Their four-wheel drives fully equipped and ready for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Greatest irony has to be the sign in front of the pep band across the way says, "Get loud." There can't be but 125 of us in the gymnasium, players, coaches, media, and everyone included. Blue Jay basketball missing off the baseline. They trail Marysville 18-5. 5:40 remains, first half. Marysville's had the lead the entire way. Neither team scored here in the second quarter, have they? Here's a foul whistle. We've got 13 team fouls between the clubs. Peyton Smith picks up his first. That is 8 Marysville team fouls. Player rotation continues for the Blue Jays as Travis Dollinghouse checks back in. Blue Jays been held to a couple of field goals so far in the contest. Manole near side. Forecourt to Bradbury. Around the far wing, finds Garber. Play in the paint, Caleb Evans. Play up, rolls off the rim, doesn't fall. Rebounds hauled out by Marysville's Peyton Smith. Three off the far side corner, missing for Ben Kirkland. And a foul whistled on the rebound. Ninth Marysville team foul. We're in the bonus here. Peyton Smith picks up his second. We'll remind you, home and away games on air, online, on demand for KNDY, the service of our Sports Booster Club members. Cooper Bradbury to the line, first time tonight. Front of the 1-1, missing. Rebounds off to Briar O'Neill. Jackson Rader down the floor, splits defenders. Layup is good for Jackson Rader's third score. Bulldogs by 15, their biggest margin. Blue Jay basketball. They lost some seniors to graduation last year. Garber off the baseline, shot missing. O'Neill pulls down yet another board. Lost it in the paint. Tried to pass it off. Matthew Garber intercepts. Transition to Braden Manole for the layup underneath. His first score. Sabetha's first basket, second quarter. Their third field goal here tonight. Down to the 4.5-minute mark and counting first half. O'Neill denied outside the paint. Near side Rader. Double team coming to the paint. O'Neill from the corner missing. Follow shot by Kirkland missed. And the rebound's out to Caleb Evans. Here's Sabetha. Bradbury off the near sideline. Kind of stumbles his way past a couple defenders. I don't think he saw the open route, but tried to take advantage late. Missing the opportunity. Here's Rick Williams, Marysville reserve back in, along with Jack Lauer. Already, Gavin Fischel's coming back in. Do you like this depth for Marysville? It's been a hallmark of a Scott Brown era. Bulldogs down the floor, not challenged. Far side wing, Fischel holds it high. Top side, Rader knocks down the three. Jackson Raider's fourth score, his first tray here tonight. It's 23-7, Marysville. Whistle-stopping play at the other end. Blue Jays going to the double bonus. Gavin Fischel's first. Travis Dollinghouse, first trip to the line tonight. Missing. They're just one of four free throws. Substitution is Christian McAfee, a freshman in reserve, seeing his first action for Sabetha. Quite a few freshmen and sophomores here on the lineup, including a sophomore starter for Scott Berger's team. Dollinghouse's second look. Shot rims off. Williams high for the rebound. Kirkland down the near sideline. Out top to Rader. Jackson Rader in the lane. Shot short. Loose ball to Davis Roki. 7 points for Sabetha in 12 and a half minutes of play. That is not something we would normally say. Great basketball tradition over here. Yet another Bulldog foul is going to bring Christian McAfee to the line for a pair. Jack Lauer picks up number two. McAfee free throw is good. Well, if they can hit, the best has got a chance to make up a little lost ground on these free throw opportunities. They haven't as yet. Ryan O'Neill's back in for MHS. McAfee's second charity off the front of the rim. Williams takes the board for NHS. O'Neill, far side, maintains his dribble. Check of the lane. Out top, feeds Tiesel. Williams splits defenders, backs half a step off. Shot over a defender, doesn't fall. Rebounds tipped to Marysville's Jackson Raider. Bulldogs keep it in play. Raider finding Briar O'Neill coming back door from the other side. That's his first score. Marysville leads 25-8. 2:50 remains. Short off the near side baseline. Shot doesn't fall for Davis Roki. Cleaning it up is Christian McAfee. The freshman gets his first score. Bulldog lead at 15, late in the half. Jackson Reeder, three from the near side corner, missing off the side of the rim. And a foul whistle. A dozen Marysville team fouls now. Jack Lauer picks up his third. Made a lot of fouls in that girls' game. Boy, neither team could hit free throws, though. Marysville hit 2 of 14, Sabetha 3 of 12. 45-28, Sabetha win in the opener here tonight. Free throw is good. Davis Roki had to beg for that one to fall. He leaned forward, knew he couldn't come over that line. Kind of prayed for it to fall, and his prayer was answered. Jack Lauer comes out on three personal fouls for the Bulldogs. Here's Roki's second look, missing off the back of the rim. Board to Peasel. Marysville working the boards really hard. And another whistle. Stops the clock at 2:24. Braden Minold is first. We're not in the bonus yet on this side of the floor. Sabetha with half the team fouls Marysville has. Here's Caleb Evans in the lineup. Bulldogs inbounds, they're on baseline. Williams out front, pass to the wing, saved by Kirkland. Raider top of the key, moves just below the free throw line. Kirkland in traffic, had it knocked down, loose ball taken away. Here come the Blue Jays. 2:10 remains. Evans guarded by Williams, backs half a step into the lane. Turns to shoot for two. Caleb Evans' first score. Nice job by Williams, though, avoiding the foul. Kirkland, far side, missed a three. Knocked out of bounds. Belongs to Sabetha. Blue Jays adding 8 points here in the second quarter. Held to five in the opening eight. Bulldogs follow man-to-man D. That's been very impressive tonight. Evans coming right baseline. Shot missed. Fight for control underneath. Here's a foul whistle. And the Bulldogs go in the bonus. No? Yes. Caleb Evans picks up his first, and that's a seventh team foul, bringing Rhett Williams to the line. Only a second Marysville free throw so far tonight. Cooper Bradbury's going to check back in. All right, after the personnel delay, Williams handed the ball. His free throw good. Bulldogs, a double-up lead on Sabetha near halftime here. Williams' second free throw is good. Rook Williams, a sophomore, checks in. Twin to Rhett. Full court pressure. 14-point Marysville lead. Garber turning out near side. Bradbury up top. Evans underneath. Guarded, spins around his man. Shot doesn't fall. Rebound tip to Peasel. Near side, Kirkland. comes in with a layup for two. Then Kirkland's first score. It's 29-13, now with a minute remaining. Garber at center circle, guarded by Piesel. Bounce pass, Manold off the near side. Turns off the baseline. Garber, far side. Defense doing a good job tracking the ball handlers, covering for each other. Evans, shot missed. Ties up with Rook Williams there. Jump ball whistle. Yeah, no foul. Leaves 34 seconds. Comfortable Marysville lead. They've looked solid here in the season opener. Shot from the corner. Three-pointer missed for Garber. Rims out. Kirkland down the floor. Charge whistled on Ben Kirkland as Cooper Bradbury was camped out for quite a while. Kirkland's first. Zach Hafley in the Marysville lineup for the remaining 25 seconds of this first half. And I think Coach was real pleased that Ben got that charge whistle. Pass deflected out of bounds. Great pressure defense by Marysville. They were feeding Cooper Bradbury, who had to turn to the baseline, and he slipped just over. Giving Marysville final possession with 17 seconds left and a double-digit lead here on the road in the season opener. Piesel, play to the free throw line to Hafley. Top of the key, Briar O'Neill missed the iron. Hold on, rebound at the buzzer, and our score at the half. Marysville boys lead Sabefa 29-13 now.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer. Small town pride known worldwide.
We have the deals you're looking for at RX Drug this holiday season. Stop on by for family-friendly service, and while you're in, check out our great deals on everything from daily home needs to your favorite holiday treats. And if you're looking for great holiday gifts as well, with fair sale pricing, you have so much to choose from, including gifts for children and adults of all ages. With all our fantastic holiday prices and our family-friendly service, why wouldn't you stop in? Join RX Drug, downtown Marysville, for your home and holiday shopping needs.
At the half, Marysville boys lead Sabefa 29-13. Bulldogs jumping to an 18-5 first quarter lead. Outscored the Blue Jays 11-8 in that second quarter run. A lot to like for this Marysville team. They come back starting five seniors with a ton of experience. A lot of depth. Scott Brown has gone nine deep already here in the first half. And seven players have scored, including four of five starters for Marysville, led by Jackson Rader with 9 points on four scores, including a tray. Gavin Pischel has 7 points, including a tray. Briar O'Neill, Ben Kirkland, two each. Off the bench, Peyton Smith with 4 points. Jack Lauer with three. Rhett Williams has a pair of free throws. Marysville 29 in the first half. Bulldogs 3 of 3 free throws. 2 3-point buckets, Peisel and Raider with one apiece. Sabetha scoring has been scattered in the first half at best. They've managed just 4 field goals, 2 each in the first and second quarter. Blue Jays were held to 5 points in the opening 8. A balanced attack, but sparse in scoring, led by Brandon Manol, Cooper Bradbury, Caleb Evans, 2 each. Matthew Garber has a free throw among starters. Davis Rokey's off the bench with 3 points, and Christian McAfee adds 3. 13 in the first half for the Blue Jays, who are 3 of 9 at the free throw line. They have not connected, if they've even attempted, very many threes here in the first half. Marysville boys lead Sabetha 29-13 at the intermission here tonight. We'll come back. Marysville girls dropped a 45-28 decision. We'll recap that as our halftime show continues after this timeout.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Blue River Eye Care offers an expanded see-to-learn program for children from birth through age 5. This program features completely free, comprehensive eye exams for children, typically starting at age 1, although we do have specialized methods for examining infants' eyes. It's a 15-point exam evaluating several aspects of vision, such as clarity, accuracy, ocular health, focus, alignment, and tracking. Again, it's a completely free program for all children, regardless of insurance. Just call Blue River Eye Care, 562-2631, to set up an appointment for your child. The difference is clear.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With 2 stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
From the professional carpenter and mechanic to the weekend handyman, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has great Christmas gift ideas. The December Doorbusters include a 90-piece tool set for $39.99 or a Milwaukee 7 1/4-inch circular saw for $209.99. That's a $4 savings. Or save $20 on a Milwaukee 18-volt half-inch high-torque impact wrench, now only $229.99. Hurry while supplies last at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Halftime entertainment in an otherwise empty gymnasium here due to COVID-19. This is about the Blue Jay Pep Band doing a fine job across the way. So about the Lady Jays beat Marysville 45-28 as Amy Renier's team struggled from the outset, scoring a single field goal in the opening quarter. They were down 11-2 at the end of one, trailed by 7 points at the intermission. Sabetha outscored Marysville 3 of 4 quarters tonight, led by senior Melina Schumann with 21 points, 14 of those in the second half. Leah Renier had 12. She was first half high scorer with 10, added just a pair of free throws in the second half. Emily Krebs adding 4. Nicole Stahlbomber, 2 points among starters. Mary Lukert off the bench with a tray, and Abby Russell scores 2 as Sabetha wins their season opener. Stopping Marysville, led by Linda Franco with 7 points, Lainey Schaefer with 6, Eva Peschel 3, Macy Raver, Madison Runnebaum 2 apiece, McKinnon Inman 4 points, and Maddie Kapp adds a free throw. Marysville lost the season opener tonight, scoring just 9 field goals. 6 of those were 3-pointers by 5 different players, but missed opportunities at the line as Marysville went 2 of 14. Sabetha not much better, 3 of 12 free throws. Sabetha girls win 45-28 in the opener here tonight. In boys play, Marysville leading Sabetha at the half 29-13. I don't have any other scores. We'll check scores, of course, on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show twice each hour game nights following our broadcast tonight and twice in the 7 a.m. tomorrow. With a reminder, the Marysville wrestling team opens at Riley County tomorrow. Tournament action at 9 a.m. Good luck to the Bulldog wrestlers under Cole Fredrickson. We've got college basketball and football, Kansas and Kansas State, both doing double duty tomorrow. It's a full day here on KNDY and KNDY FM.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Uyghurs and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Marysville boys lead at Sabetha 29-13. NHS at Valley Heights on Tuesday. We'll simulcast that. All of our stations on air, online, and on demand. Home and away Bulldog basketball on KNDY, a service of our Sports Booster Club members. Marysville, solid first half. You're probably only concerned about the fouls. Marysville, I think 12 or 13 team fouls in that first half, but Scott Brown's going to let them work through that. With a double-digit lead, no harm done. It shows aggressive play. Marysville controlled the boards, had some good shooting inside and out. Good balance out there. Scott Brown going nine deep on the bench. Good depth. A lot of things to like, as I said earlier on the halftime show. For Scott Berger's team, they've struggled offensively. Just five field goals, three of nine free throws. They have had a handful with this Marysville defense tonight. Bulldog possession. Zach Hafley, Gavin Pieschel, Brian O'Neill, Jackson Rader, Ben Kirkland take the floor for NHS. Braden Manole, Travis Dollinghouse, Matthew Garber, Cooper Bradbury, and Caleb Evans for Sabetha. Five seniors for NHS, three for Sabetha. Here's Brian O'Neill taking a defender near side baseline. Shot rims out, jumps back out, wouldn't fall. Dollinghouse pulls down the Sabetha board. Blue Jays, left to right, here on their home court, trailing by 16, biggest margin in the ballgame. Near side, Travis Dollinghouse. Near side wing, Cooper Bradbury. Caleb Evans in traffic, kicks it out of the lane. Far side wing to Matthew Garber, missing the shot. Bulldogs not allowing second shots. Nice transition to Zach Hafley. He's got his first score tonight. It's 31-13. Garber guarded by Pieschel in the forecourt. Man-to-man D again for NHS. Bradbury turning off the free throw line. Turning out of the lane is Travis Dollinghouse. Bradbury takes it left side of the lane, has the ball knocked down. Loose ball tipped to Jackson Rader. Play on the transition to Ben Kirkland. Couldn't get it to fall. It'll help from Briar O'Neill reaching above the rim to put it in. Just a nice soft touch. We're going to give O'Neill the credit. 33-13, it's a 20-point Marysville lead. Not often do you say that when they play Sabetha, especially on their home court. I have seen Sabetha teams, though, at the beginning of the season, and they've been the season opener the last several years, look a lot different come February, March. Here's Caleb Evans putting it up from underneath for his second score, and it's 33-15. Turning underneath, Briar O'Neill. Shots up and good. O'Neill's got 6 points. Four in the second half. Teams trade baskets. Garber, far side to Dollinghouse. Evans out of the corner. Bradbury off the wing. Forecourt plays to Garber. Couldn't quite get that one out. Evans underneath. Shot once, shot twice. He was fouled on that second follow shot. Really stacking the defense up underneath. Caleb Evans fought hard to get a second chance. Fouled by Ben Kirkland, his second. That'll check his third personal. Marysville, a dozen or more team fouls in that first half. Here's Evans of charity stripe. First time tonight. Missed off the back of the rim. They're hitting only 30% of free throws. 10 trips to the line. Early substitutions here in the second half. Peyton Smith, Rec Williams, a pair of sophomores from Marysville. This is a stacked sophomore class that I know we have a lot of high hopes for in years to come. Evans' free throw is good. 5:25 to play, third quarter. Marysville leading 35-16 on the Evans free throw. Whistle underneath, a foul away from the ball. Braden Manold picks up his third. Into the lineup for Sabetha's Christian McAfee, Formanol. Again, very limited attendance. We've got a pep band across the way. A couple of broadcasters up on the top row. The girls' Sabetha team is across the way. There's Jackson Rader for three, his second tray, and his fifth score here tonight. Rader leads all scorers with 12 points. Steal the inbounds pass by Gavin Peachell returns for the basket. His fourth. Peachell has 9 points. Marysville extends the lead 40-16 as the Blue Jays take timeout with 4:57 to play third quarter.
Hidden phone trade-ins, hidden plan requirements, hidden catches. You won't find any of those at U.S. Cellular because we do things differently. And that means you can get the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE or Google Pixel 5 for free with no hidden requirements all season long. U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair. Terms and conditions apply. See store uscellular.com for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 1200 North 6th Street in Beatrice. Choose fair.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
All right, continuing my scan of the crowd on the near side, we have the Marysville JV boys team, which won earlier tonight, by the way. Me, the bus driver, the athletic director, Doug Miniman, and a couple strays from Sabetha behind their bench. It's a different atmosphere. Shot missed for the Jays. Gavin Peachell gets the rebound. On the transition, feeds Rhett Williams for the layup and his first field goal tonight. It's 42-16 MHS. 4:35 to play, middle of a third quarter. Field goal and a free throw has been hit for 3.5 minutes of play in the second half for Sabetha. Marcus Bauman was driving through traffic and fouled. Brett Williams going to pick up his third. He'll check. No, he won't check out of the Marysville. Jack Lauer comes in, I thought, maybe for Williams, but instead, Peachell comes to the bench. Here's Caleb Evans in the paint. Shots up and good. Had to back away off a couple defenders by half a step. Caleb Evans has all three scores, two field goals and a free throw in the second half. And he's got 7 points. The lead's about the scoring. Bulldog shot missed. A three off the near side. Falls to Garber on the defensive board. Under four and counting. Garber near side, hands to Roki. Cross court. Bauman shot missed. Whistle on the follow. Christian McAfee puts it back up. Peyton Smith picks up a third personal, right? Yeah. They didn't put it on the board right. But that's what it is, sending Christian McAfee to the line where he went 1-for-2 in the first half. And has a free throw opportunity here, missing. Counted the basket, missed the free throw. 42-40, Bulldog lead at 22. Lauer on the far side for MHS. O'Neill out top. Here comes Kirkland to the lane. Shots up and good for Ben Kirkland's second score tonight. 24-point Marysville lead. Garber, far side to Bauman. Forecourt to Roki. Evans coming through defenders to the lane for the layup. Caleb Evans, 9 points tonight. Bulldogs doubling up the score, 44-22 at present. Play to Williams, got bumped in the lane, kicks it out to Lauer in the corner, missing a three. Williams, follow shot in the lane, missed. Following board tip to Sabetha. Garber brings it down the other way. Playing the paint to Evans underneath. He's becoming a handful with 11 points. He has all 9 points in the second half for the Jays. Lead cut to 20. Timeout on the floor, Marysville. 2:32 remains. Bulldogs lead the Blue Jays 44-24.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5169.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Bulldog head coach Scott Brown's got a few bones to pick with his team. A couple of scores for Caleb Evans, and the Blue Jays have trimmed the lead to 20. Still a comfortable Bulldog lead, 44-24, but some things that Scott Brown wants to see work out. Man-to-man pressure by the Jays now. Out front on Gavin Peschel. Near side, Kirkland. Check of the lane, comes topside instead to Lauer. Jack Lauer missed a three, top of the key. Kirkland fouled on the follow underneath. Earns a couple of free throw opportunities. Matthew Garber picks up his second. Solid start for the red and black here tonight. High hopes for this team this season. Kirkland connects. Four of four free throws, 100% from the line. How about that? Ben keeps it perfect. Extending the lead, 46-24. 2:10 to play, and they haven't started that clock. There it goes. Evans to the lane, drawing a little more attention now. and a whistle stops play. Brooke Williams picks up his first. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Inbounds pass tipped away by Rhett Williams. Blue Jays inbounds to Evans. Out near the key. Pass off the near side. Turnaround shot missing by Davis Roelke. Rhett Williams rebound. Comes one-on-one. Plays to Kirkland. Two-on-one. Then Kirkland with the layup. Nice transition there. 24-point lead. Marysville's doubling up. 48-24. Pass to the near side. Out of the corner. Hesitation by Bauman. Feeds underneath to McAfee. Shot doesn't fall. Off to Marysville's Gavin Pieschel. Jack Lauer wide open near side. Missed a three. Evans comes down with the floor. No, it's jump ball. Nice job by Gavin Pieschel coming over the top, shadowing Evans and avoiding the foul. Here's O'Neal and Rader back in the Marysville lineup. As Manol checks in for Sabetha, Hafley's also back in for NHS. Bulldogs, instead of a face mask, they clip behind the ears. They wear what they call a gaiter, and they just pull it down kind of like a necklace or a neck piece. Seems to work pretty efficiently out there. Caleb Evans bumped by a defender. Ben Kirkland takes a fall and is fouled. Was it for sure Evans? It was. His third. Well, that's one way to slow down the Caleb Evans attack. Whistle for a charging foul. Under 55 seconds and counting. Briar O'Neal had the ball tipped out of bounds. Marysville possession. Leading by 24 points here. Third quarter. Near side, Kirkland. Out top, Rook Williams. Briar O'Neal from the corner. Shot off the heel of the rim. Doesn't fall. Offensive board. Hauled out by Rader in the far corner. Play to the lane. Caleb Evans tries to swipe it from Zach Hafley, who was on the court. The foul's on Hafley. His first. Team fouls. Now five apiece. Substitution. Sabetha's Cooper Bradbury is in. They'll be a little bit younger this year. It'll be a more balanced team, perhaps. Sabetha in the past has really had some standouts that could go two and three deep. I don't see maybe that attack here this year, but more of a consistent look across the board. Manol going the distance, underhanded layup versus a couple defenders doesn't fall. Cleanup underneath by Travis Dollinghouse for the Deuce. His first score, it's 48-26. Now with 25 seconds left. Double-digit lead for Marysville since the first quarter. Check of the clock on perimeter passes. It's Rader coming out top at the 10-second mark. Far side O'Neal. Under 5 seconds. Rader a long three downtown, missing. Caleb Evans rebound at the buzzer. With Marysville leading Sabetha boys 48-26.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health. Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost.
Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Bulldog basketball, Marysville boys lead here at Sabetha 48-26. Jackson Rader with a shot on the far side. An offensive foul whistled. And we have had a lot of contact fouls here tonight. That's six Marysville team fouls. They had a dozen or more in the first half. A first on Briar O'Neill. Sabetha girls win 45-28 in the opener. Marysville with a single field goal in the opening eight. Caleb Evans underneath continues to do the work he's shown in the second half. That is five field goals second half, six here tonight, and he's got 13 points to lead the Blue Jays. 48-28, 20-point margin. 7:20 left in the contest. Kirkland's pass, far side, intercepted by Bradbury. Down the floor, plays to Davis Roki, missing the iron underneath. Bulldogs take it the other way. O'Neill kicks it to Jackson Rader, knocking down the tray. Jackson Rader's third tray, his sixth score here tonight. He has 15 points. Timeout on the floor with 7 minutes remaining. Marysville 51, Sabetha 28.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A 16-point lead for Marysville at the half. It is now a 51-28 ball game with 7 minutes remaining. Bulldogs keeping the pressure up, a full-court press. Garber crossing midcourt. Long pass saved by Dollinghouse on the near side. Brings two defenders, two deep underneath. Kicks it out on the far corner. Blue Jay basketball working a couple steps off the perimeter facing a ferocious Marysville defense. Forcing a turnover. Ball got away out of bounds. You like the start for Marysville. They're on the road at Valley Heights Tuesday. Home opener a week from tonight. Opening league play as Clay Sutter comes to town. Jackson Rader knocked down a three at this same spot moments ago. Missed here. Evans rebound for the opposition. Manol off the far side. 6:10 left to play. Manol check of the lane. Evans underneath. Double pumps on Jackson Rader. Drew a whistle. Evans coming to the line for a pair. I've got 5 Marysville Bulldogs with 3 fouls each. That's 7 team fouls. Evans missing. And they are not taking advantage of free throws. No siree. 4 for 12, 25%. Marysville's been perfect at the line, 5 of 5. Evans missed again. Ball tip to O'Neill. He'll bring it down the floor. Cross court to Williams. Down low to Jack Lauer, who's fouled on the shot. Lauer to the line for two. I don't think so. Yeah, ought to be 34. Caleb Evans, his fourth personal foul. I wish he was on McAfee, but not. And it drew a stern look from the officials. Jack Lauer free throw's good. Murraysville still perfect at the charity stripe. Well, that's like the icing on the cake here tonight. Strong start. Second one's good. This Murraysville team well prepared coming in. Leading by a bunch. You do the math. 53-28. Garber, three out of the corner. It's good. Matthew Garber catches the first tray on the evening for Sabetha. His first field goal. Play underneath to Williams. Rick Williams, nice touch underneath for the score. Williams got half a dozen off the bench. 20-point margin. 5-10 remains. Manol, far side, out front Evans. Evans spins around a man, takes it in for the left-handed layup. Caleb Evans, been a one-man force here in the second half. 13 of his 15 points since the intermission. O'Neill crossing the free throw line, plays in the paint for a hook shot, missing. Follow underneath and a foul. Brings Peyton Smith to the line, I'm sorry. Alongside Rick Williams. This is on Christian McAfee. It's his first. Smith's first trip to the line. Bulldogs stay perfect at the charity stripe. That's pretty. Davis Roki checks in for Caleb Evans. He comes out with four fouls and the bulk of the scoring. I would say here in the second half, but really here tonight for Sabetha. Smith's second look, it's good. MHS still perfect at the charity stripe. Smith comes out as Jackson Raiders in. 57-35, 22-point margin. Puts Marysville in the driver's seat with 4:43 remaining. A lot of whistles on foul calls and possession changes and whatnot. Kind of slowing the tempo of this thing down. Man-to-man pressure on the near side for Bauman. Playing the paint. Shot missed. Rebound is out to MHS. Bringing down the board is Gavin Diesel. Here's Raider. Near side of Jack Lauer missing a three. Manol, Sabetha rebound. Lost it. Knocked away, but the Blue Jays grab it right back and put up a shot on the far side, missing. Raider rebound. He's ahead of two defenders. Jackson Raider layup is good. The Raiders got 17 tonight. It's 59-35 with 4 minutes left. Nice transition at the other end, feeding Braden Manol for the score, and he was fouled. Wholesale substitutions will check in for the Bulldogs here. And they'll stop the clock at 2:57 for that. A second foul whistle on Briar O'Neill. Without a doubt, the most impressive thing here tonight is the continuity between starters and the reserves for Marysville, showing that bench strength. Free throw missed. Really struggling at the line are Sabetha Blue Jays. Five fresh faces in the lineup for Marysville, including Peyton Smith coming in the lane for a shot. Missing. traveling call as Christian McAfee came down with the board, then fell backwards with it. A couple of Blue Jay substitutions in. Sabatha will have learned things here tonight, but they've got some room to work. Directing traffic is Kirkland. Maintaining dribble in the forecourt. Around near side to Haefele. Kirkland to the paint. Smith kicks it out to Haefele. Wide open off the arc. Shot missed. Nice effort at a save by a couple of Bulldogs. Good hustle by Rook Williams and Ben Kirkland there, but they couldn't quite do it. Blue Jay basketball with 3:20 left. Backdoor layup results in a foul whistle and a pair of free throws. Nice effort trying to take the charge by Peyton Smith. Smith gets his third. It's his fourth. Well, they said fourth, but they show his third. I show three on the books, so that's what we're going with. Davis Roki at the line. Free throw missed. That is 22 Marysville team fouls tonight. 22 fouls, you lead by 24 points. Don't often see that. Second free throw by Roki is good. Bulldogs in the driver's seat. You're on the road tonight. Back on the road to Valley Heights Tuesday, coming home Friday next week. Pass to Villain, deflected. Out of bounds to MHS. Substitution for the Jays. Cooper Bradbury's back in. And a lob to Peyton Smith. Nothing doing. Finds Kirkland out top. Play comes underneath. Shot blocked from Rook Williams. Bulldogs, however, keep it in play. Around to Williams in the far corner. Zach Haefele turning. Shoots for two over defenders and misses. Caleb Evans rebound for the Blue Jays. And they lost it out of bounds. Pass came in a little harder than Noel Niehus was expecting. And the sophomore tumbles out of bounds. The tempo of the ball game is just really tough to call right now. It's just a lot of reserves out there. It's a decided ball game. Not like you're sitting on the edge of your seats, right? Or are you? Marysville's Ben Kirkland off the baseline. Nothing doing. Comes out to the near side wing to Peyton Smith for a long three. His third field goal. He's got 7 points. No, 9 points tonight. It's 62-36. And we're under 2 minutes left. Bradbury off the baseline. Doesn't fall. Evans backs away from a couple defenders with the rebound and is fouled. Grant Holly picks up his first personal. Now they had the team foul count wrong on the scoreboard, too. I'm not sure I'm going to rely on that much. Oh, no, it was right, I guess. They had 10 up there earlier. This, I think, would be number 11. And then they put 5 up there. And as they announced 10, they put 6 on the board. I don't know. Double bonus, we know that much, as Caleb Evans connects. Thomas Behrens, a sophomore, seeing his first action for Marysville. Scott Brown's got all of his varsity players in. JV won a convincing one tonight. Evans' free throw is good. They overlooked the fact Grant Holly had a big shoe in the paint before the free throw, but didn't matter anyway. Let's get this one over with and get the kids back on the road. Marysville's Jack Lauer drives the lane, missed the shot. Blue Jays play to Caleb Evans inside for the layup. Evans has carried the bulk of the weight for Sabetha. Down by 22 with a minute 15 left. Peyton Smith, top of the key, missed. Rebound in the near corner by Rick Williams. Jack Lauer guarded near the free throw line. Williams coming near side to Smith. Jack Lauer for three, a little off balance, doesn't fall. Evans about the rebound with 53 seconds left. Marysville's going to win the late game. Sabetha girls won the opener, 45-28. Here's a Braden Manold score underneath his third basket, stopping the clock with 43 seconds. So a player substitution, I guess. Scott Berger sending the rest of his varsity players in, conceding a loss to Marysville here on their home court. I will assume they're back in action Tuesday. I don't have their roster. Bulldogs by 20. Lauer is off far side to Behrens. Perimeter passes are wide. Kick out to Lauer on the near side wing, and they keep it in play on the perimeter. Content with working the clock down for the win. Ball was knocked away. Nice save in the forecourt on a tip to Holly. Shot off the far side. High arch on the shot by Darren McLaughlin doesn't fall. It's off the back iron. Out of bounds with all of 9 seconds remaining. This one never in question for Marysville, leading 18-5 at the end of the quarter. First quarter, 29-13 at the half. Short shot missing at the other end by Dollinghouse, and the Bulldogs get the rebound and the win at the buzzer. Marysville 62, Sabetha 42, our final.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Happy holidays!
Unwrap savings galore at Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Buy one, get one half off boxed Christmas cards and holiday gift wrap. Shop the 50% off shelves and save even more with the $1 table. It changes daily. Winter scarves are just $5. Shop in-store or pick up curbside at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Marysville Bulldogs all the way as Marysville pulls a 62-42 win on the road here tonight. Again, jumping on the Blue Jays early. And holding a double-digit lead effectively most of the night. Marysville outscored them the first three quarters. Sabetha did manage the fourth quarter on a 16-14 edge. But 62-42 is our final as the Bulldogs are victorious tonight in the late game. Sabetha girls won the opener tonight 45-28. We'll come back. We'll check the totals on our post-game show straight ahead.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent John Bannister help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with John handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. Call State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
62-42, Marysville, the final here at Sabetha in boys' play tonight. Both coaches had a chance to see all 12 of their varsity players. In fact, the bench for both teams getting a lot of playing time here in the season opener, and that's important. You give these kids a chance to get out there and show what they have, and we're going to have some great depth on the Marysville team, I'll tell you that, and likely some battles for a position out there. That is exciting. Marysville led by Jackson Rader with 17 points. Scattered three trays. Pretty good balance all night for Jackson Rader in double figures with 17. Gavin Pieschel drops in 9. Ben Kirkland scores 8 points. Briar O'Neill with 6. Zach Hafley adds 2. Off the bench, Peyton Smith for 9. Rhett Williams scores 6. And Jack Lauer, 5 points. Impressively, Marysville 9 of 9 at the free throw line tonight. Sabetha led by Caleb Evans with 19 points, 17 of those in the second half. Braden Manold adds 6, Matthew Garber with 4, 2H for Travis Dollinghouse and Cooper Bradbury, Davis Roque with 4 off the bench, Christian McAfee adds 5. Blue Jays struggled at the line, 7 of 18. They struggled offensively, to be honest, outside of Caleb Evans' 19-point performance. There just wasn't a lot there. Marysville 62, Sabetha 42, the boys' final. Sabetha girls win the opener 45-28. Led by Melina Schumann, the senior, with 21 points. Leah Renier had 12, 10 of those in the first half. Emily Krebs scoring 4, Nicole Stahlbomber 2. Mary Lukert off the bench with 3, and Abby Russell adds 2. Marysville paced by Linda Franco with 7. Lainey Schaefer scores 6. Eva Peschel 3 points, 2 each for Macy Raver and Madison Runnebaum. McKenna Miniman off the bench with 4, and Maddie Kapp adds a free throw. Sabetha 45, Marysville 28, the girls' final here tonight. A split on the road in the season opener. Marysville tips off at Valley Heights Tuesday. We'll have that simulcast on all of our stations on air, online, and on demand. Big thank you to our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. I'm Bruce Dierking. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.
At your service 24-7, on air, online, and on our mobile app. News, weather, sports, and more. Yours from KNDY.